It was an all-bashing day of health professionals. Condemnations from all circles about the hospitals who turned away patients took center stage. Speaker after speaker was surprised that this could happen, even in the face of all caution given to health caregivers not to turn away patients, especially in emergency cases. The Minister of Health, Kweku Ajimamenu, intimated that the practice is unacceptable, saying the ministry will not relent on dealing with those found culpable.
We are hearing the ministry that beds are failing Kolebu. And when I got that information, I was thinking that we were short of beds and people were selling beds to people in Kolebu. Not knowing that it takes away, we are describing the situation where when you put down money, you get a bed. We are investigating that. And anybody caught in this respect will be dealt with according to the laws and the sanctions regimes that we have in our service delivery window. We are not joking on this matter. I'm not a health professional. But the first time this came to my notice, what I said to myself was that, for by reason, an emergency is emergency. So if you put people on the floor and treat them for an emergency case, who will come and arrest us? It is your responsibility even to find a bed for somebody sitting in an ambulance.
Also speaking to the issue is the Director General of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Anthony Nsiasari, who directed that all government hospitals should not in any way turn away emergency cases in the name of no beds.
I would like to use this opportunity to condemn the emerging phenomenon of no bed syndrome for emergencies, which leaves patients wandering from one facility to another facility, and sometimes, unfortunately, leading to death of the patient. As a chairman of the Ghana Health Service and as Director General of Ghana Health Service, we have just sent letters round to all the regions and the districts that no Ghana Health Service facility from now should turn away any emergency. All the health facilities are supposed to stabilize and arrange for proper transfer. And I repeat, they are supposed to stabilize and arrange for proper transfer of such a patient if needed. And that will be the responsibility of the hospital. Beds are to be managed efficiently and holistically and must be available at all times for all emergencies. Actually, emergencies can be treated anywhere in the hospital, in a couch, on the table, in the wheelchair, and on the bed. There should be no reason at any time that we say there is no bed for an emergency.
Meanwhile, the chairman of the Ghana Health Service Council, Dr. Yao Yeboah, stated that it is up to the Ghana Health Service Council to sanitize the system to redeem the negative image painted by Ghanaians about health workers.
And we at the Ghana Health Service Council are taking serious note of all this and we to work seriously on preventing such occurrence. What happened yesterday was even worse. How come certain hospitals in Ghana could not handle a 70-year-old man? Just because none of the certain hospitals has a bed for admission.
Health professionals at the program unanimously pledge to deal with the practice. Yvonne Atilego reporting.